Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm a strong believer in a well-rounded physical diet, health through nutrition. And you think about the human body, we need cereal products, grains, we need dairy, we need protein from meat or nuts, fruits and vegetables. And if we will not incorporate these things into our physical diet, then we're subject to being sick. We need those things, a well-balanced diet. And I believe the same thing is true spiritually.
Yes, it is.
That we need every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That we need to be healthy spiritually. We're going to have balance. That is a thought on my heart today, is balance. In James chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Do we see the value of balance? To be able to take the whole law and realize I need all of this in my life. I can't pick and choose like a picky eater what things I want to leave aside. But instead of staying balanced, have you noticed that people tend to change with time? People tend to go this way and that way. I've seen schools of fish. And the school of fish will all be swimming together in unison, and all of a sudden the entire school darts over to the left. And then they're going that way for a little bit, and they all dart over another direction, and I'm wondering about that. There's no clear leader. There was no obvious reason that they darted this way or darted that way, and I wondered about that. Subject to change. I've seen flocks of birds that way before, too, where they just off this way, all of them together, and off that way. In Honduras, we have what they call crazy ants. Now, there are ants down there that are leaf eaters, and they will climb up the tree, and they'll chew off bits of leaves, and they'll go back down, and in single file, there they go, carrying their leaves. Something systematic and orderly. But we also have crazy ants. And these ants, you look at those, and that's why they call them crazy, because they're all running different directions. They run this way a little bit, they stop, they run that way, and they're very fast. And nobody probably knows why. But it seems like that is the way people tend to be. When they don't stay in balance, sometimes they run off this way, and sometimes they run off that way. Well, I believe if we're going to be successful in our Christian walk, we're going to have to stay in balance. We're going to have a spiritual appetite that is balanced. I never quite understood a child coming to the table and telling us, "I don't eat vegetables." Well, in my family, that really wasn't a choice. You need vegetables. You must eat some vegetables. Well, spiritually, doesn't the same thing apply? Can we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I just don't eat vegetables"? Well, I believe the Lord knows what we need. He knows the balanced spiritual diet that we need. But yet people are not stable with time. They're like that school of fish that dart this way and dart that way. Consider prisons. Back in old times, prisons were pretty dismal places. They were places that might be damp and cold and without enough ventilation and light. Places that were very depressing. The sanitary conditions were just terrible. And along with these prisons, they had torture schemes set up, especially in the medieval times. These things, these torture methods, were barbaric. The people that invented these had very sick, twisted minds. One of the torture techniques was they had a case, sort of like the case you would put a mummy in. And inside the case, there were spikes. So they would put the victim inside this case, and close the lid. Now, the spikes weren't so long that they would puncture vital organs so that they could die quickly, but they were long enough to torment the victim terribly, excruciating pain. An extreme measure of dealing with prisoners and criminals. Well, that's the way it was back then. Consider the way it is today. Today, the prisons in the United States exceed the living conditions of a good portion of the world's population. They have their air conditioning. They have hot water. They have exercise facilities. They have recreation available, arts and crafts. They have job training. They have free medical care. They have good meals. And yet, I've been in places in the world where people were living in mud huts. They didn't have adequate nutrition. They went without medical care. All these things. And I'm thinking, something has gone funny here. From one extreme to another. You know, people are the same way spiritually. But I believe the Lord wants us to be balanced. And I believe that we're going to have to be balanced if we're going to be successful in our Christian race. Think about discipline. One of the old methods of disciplining children was boxing the ears. Do you know what that is? That's slapping a child on the ears. Very painful. Can damage the ears. Can actually cause deafness. Boxing his ears. Cruel, inconsiderate, wrong. A very harsh method of discipline with children. But yet, like the flock of birds, like the school of fish, people have darted over an entirely different way. And today, consider discipline. In some countries, spanking your child has been outlawed. For years, the psychologists have told us that the answer to the epidemic, rise of depression, suicide, violence, and drug and alcohol use among America's teens has been poor self-esteem. And so the self-esteem movement was born. Surprisingly, rates of teen depression and drug use and alcohol use and violence began picking up steam. Dr. Spock's program of freedom from punishment placed the parent in the indulgent role of benefactor while precluding the role of disciplinarian. No more were children to hear, "Wait till your father gets home." In more recent years, however, responsible behavioral scientists have found that an indulged child, a child without clear limits and immediate, appropriate, and sometimes corporal or bodily punishment, is more likely to become one who is completely lacking in self-control. Not balanced. We need something that's balanced, don't we? The same types of deviation from one side way over the other happen to people spiritually. But the Lord wants us to be a balanced people. I think about the area of civil liberties. In the old times, we had a Declaration of Independence. And in that declaration, they listed as the right of all men as being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They honored that right. But today, things have changed. A part of the Bill of Rights included this: Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech. What has happened today? Today, a street preacher in these times in England was arrested for telling a passing shopper that he believed in God's sight that homosexuality was sin. Arrested for that. He was in trouble. Where is the balance here? Can a person not express an opinion, a religious view? Where is religious freedom? Where is freedom of speech? People are like flocks of birds and like schools of fish and like crazy ants. They just swing way over to one side and then to the next. But the Lord wants us to maintain a balance. view in life. We are affected by society. Our society wants us to be intimidated. They don't want you to speak up and cry out against corruption in society. They want you to be like the fish that sees the fish next to him, and we're all going this way. Well, I guess I better go this way too. But you know, the Lord wants us to be steady. He wants us to maintain a balanced walk in life and not be influenced by every time the bird next to me takes a dive over this direction. The religious world presents an unbalanced view of the Word of God. They pick and choose certain things that they want to emphasize, they want to believe in. Most professing Christians today will focus on love. Love is important. Love is good. But that's their focus. And it's as if the rest of the Bible might as well not be there. God wants a balanced people. We are affected by our life experiences. People experience hurts in life. They grow up in environments that affect their view of the Word of God and of church and of life. There are people that have grown up around fanatical people, harsh people, and they saw that. They saw the emptiness of it. They saw that the Spirit of the Lord wasn't there. And as a result, as they began to make their own choices in life, they tend to start veering over toward compromise. Perhaps they meet somebody that is a super nice guy, really like him, and he has those leanings, and they gravitate toward that themselves. We are affected by the way that we grow up. There are people that grow up around compromise, and they see the corruption of it. They see what happens to people's lives, and they decide, I sure don't want that. And they meet up with somebody that's charismatic, somebody that can really sway the crowd, that can grip their emotions. And to them, it is such a relief. Oh, somebody's finally crying out against evil. And they get sucked up into fanaticism. You know, the Lord wants us to be balanced. He doesn't want us to dart this way and dart that way because we see people around us doing that. But He wants us to maintain some balance in our life. I believe that the gospel is a balanced gospel. In Romans chapter 11, Romans 11 and 22, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. I believe that's a balanced view of God. We recognize He is a good God. He is a God of love. In fact, God is love. But to ignore the fact that there is a judgment coming, to ignore the fact that we must live holy lives, is not a balanced view of God, and God wants us to be balanced. There's something I want to say about messages. Remember, we are products of our environment to some degree. We are affected by our past and our past hurts and the things we have seen. We can go to a church service and we can hear a message. And perhaps we've been tired of hearing fanaticism or seeing it. And some judgment comes in the message. And we can walk away from there and say, you know what? The preacher didn't mention love one time. Or perhaps it's the other way. Perhaps we were tired of compromise. And the message comes on love. And somebody else walks away disappointed. You know what? He didn't mention the judgment of God one time in the whole message. Not every message has to include the whole balance of the gospel. There is nothing wrong with there being a message that is a judgment message. There's nothing wrong with there being a message that's all love. I don't have to, at every single meal, eat the full balance of every food group. But over time, hopefully my diet has a complete balance. Let's relax a little bit if we hear a message on love, or if we hear a message of judgment. You know, the Lord knows how to send the balance to us. There are differences in administration. A pastoral burden is one that should minister a balanced diet. Over the course of the year, the minister had better bring out a well-balanced diet from the Word of God. Hopefully there are messages on love. Hopefully there are messages on sinners repent. Messages on sanctification and all these different areas that the Word of God has through the course of the year, so that the congregation is spiritually healthy and sees that this is a balanced gospel. But, like I say, there are differences in administration. Some people are evangelists, and an evangelist may focus on come and be saved. There is judgment coming to this world. His burden may be for the lost. And somebody may say, oh, but that minister isn't balanced. Well, listen, God can set members in the body as it pleases Him. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4 and 11, He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. God sent evangelists. He sent pastors. He sent teachers. And by taking the whole realm of spiritual diet, we can grow up so that we're not children easily tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. I like that. From that which every joint supplieth. That tells me you provide something. I provide something. And when we take all that in together, I believe we can be balanced saints of God. Which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. To be spiritually healthy, we must accept the whole diet that God has. Jesus said, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Balance and timing are closely related. Have you ever tried walking and noticed that when my right foot goes forward, my right hand goes in the behind? And they're moving in opposite fashion. You ever notice that when you're walking fast? Have you ever tried walking and forcing your right hand to go forward when your right foot goes forward? It doesn't work too well. You know what's happening? Your right arm is providing a counterbalance to the movement of the leg so that the momentum of the arm is helping offset the momentum of the leg and your torso doesn't have so much twisting on it so that you feel like you're just moving forward smoothly. I say that to say this. Timing and balance are related to each other. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver. A word fitly spoken. A word that is timed at just the right time is something that is a real benefit. It helps keep us in balance when that word comes at an appropriate time. And verse 13, as the colds of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refresheth the soul of his masters. Something that is so refreshing. Something that just came at the right time. Maybe you're going through a trial and the phone call comes. Brother, I appreciate you. You know, that's edifying. That's something that helps keep us in balance. Maybe we do a little something and an older brother comes and say, I want to talk to you about that. A little correction. A little reproof that helps keep us in balance, doesn't it? Something at just the right time. Well, sometimes words may be true, but the timing isn't right. Inappropriate for the situation. Proverbs 27 and 14. He that blesseth his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. Well, wait a minute. I thought blessing my friend was a good thing. Are we going to wake him up with that? Maybe he's feeling a little bit grumpy. Brother, I just wanted to encourage you a little. Doesn't the scripture say, weep with them that weep? We need to be sensitive to timing. Just because something is true, it does not mean the timing is right. But the Lord will help us with timing, so that we can live a balanced life. I thought about Cornelius and Peter. I was impressed reading that account recently. Cornelius saw a vision of an angel. And the angel told him, go and send for a man. Meanwhile, Peter saw a vision. All these things coming down from heaven and the Lord saying, Peter, rise, kill and eat. And then the angel of the Lord, Peter, heard the voice. Peter, three men are looking for you. Timing. The Lord was working down on Cornelius' end. And the Lord was working on Peter. The timing was right. And Peter went and there was success. Now, had Peter gotten in his mind, you know, I believe that we need more outreach. And I support outreach. I'm all for it. But had he got in his mind, I think the folks down there in Samaria, we need a little outreach. And he had gone out of the timing of the Lord. I don't believe he would have had the same success. Had the three men showed up at the gate on the wrong day, and Peter had not had the opportunity to have the heavenly vision, where God was showing him that the gospel was to be taken to the Gentiles, I don't believe it would have been too successful. Right. Folks, we can speak the truth, but we need to make sure the timing is right as well. In order for a body to have good balance, the body must be in control of equilibrium. There is something in the inner ear that senses your position and senses your motion. If you're upside down, you can sense that if this part inside your ear is working correctly. Did you know there are things that impair people's sense of balance? Alcohol is one of those things. It does something to them. I remember in Los Angeles, my wife and I many years ago were sitting in a restaurant, and a man came out of the parking lot in his vehicle and he just rammed, I don't know, four or five cars on his way out. Made quite an impression on me. Police came and they had him putting one foot in front of the other and putting his hand on his nose and wiggling his fingers. The man had a sense of balance that was impaired. It was obvious watching him. Alcohol has that effect on our sense of balance. As a spiritual body, if we want to maintain our sense of balance, the Holy Ghost needs to be in control of equilibrium. There are some things that can impair our sense of balance, that can slur our judgment, our perception. And one of them is Babylonian wine. We can get to drinking that stuff, and we are starting to lose our sense of balance. There are some dangers. We must allow the Holy Ghost to keep us in balance as a people. One of the dangers to keeping balance is blindness. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Starting with verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world can blind people and cause them to lose their balance and fall. Jesus spoke of the blind leaders of the blind. You want to end up in the ditch? You want to end up on your face spiritually? Be following the blind, and you're going to end up there. Dangers in keeping our balance. Rejecting the Word of God, 1 Peter 2 and 8. A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they also they were appointed. Stumbling at the word of God, an unwillingness to obey, to humble ourselves, it'll cause us to lose our balance. Walking in darkness is another danger to our balance. John 12 and 35. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. When the Lord makes something clear to us, our response should be, yes, Lord. I want to walk in that light. I appreciate the light, Lord. If you take the light away, I'm going to be in darkness. And I will lose my balance, and I will fall. Dangers to keeping our balances. Hobby horses. A hobby horse is a topic that one frequently brings up or dwells on, a fixation. That's not balanced. All you ever hear from that person seems like is this topic or that topic. Folks, that'll put us out of balance. We need to recognize that man shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I've seen another danger, and that's what I want to call selective emphasis. Very dangerous. Choosing what part of the scripture to emphasize. I believe that, but I don't emphasize that. I emphasize this over here. Folks, that's dangerous. That will put us out of balance, and we're very liable to fall. Sometimes this philosophy is called Jesus only, where people just want to focus on Jesus. Yes. Well, let us be careful. We need to stay balanced. You think of the things that take people off balance. One of them is wind. Winds blow people off balance. Ephesians 4 and 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. There are winds blowing today. Yes. Are you going to maintain your balance? Yes. The Lord wants us to be a balanced people, to stay steady on our feet. Yes. I think about earthquakes. You know, we live in a shaking time. There are things that we counted on as being solid, and we look at our own nation and we say, oh Lord, have mercy. Yes. These things will shake people because iniquity abounds. Right. We look around us and it looks like everybody's doing it, that type of thing. Those things are earthquakes. I remember hearing tell of a man that he was a steel worker, and he was on a skyscraper up on the steel, and the earthquake hit. Folks, that's a time to have your balance. To be a balanced person. To not be a person that's teetering and not certain and a double-minded man that is unstable. But the Lord wants us to be single-minded and settled and established and keep our spiritual balance in life. I remember Brother Mark Sammons telling, and I'll try to tell it accurately. I believe that when he was in the Navy, that when the ship would get in stormy seas, that the captain would speak over the intercom and he would say, "Steady as you go." There was something reassuring to the sailors. That's the voice of the captain. He's telling us, "Steady." Now, the captain couldn't calm the waves, but he gave the men some assurance. Let's hold right in there. We need to that same steadying voice today. We need to listen to our captain. When the winds are blowing, when the earthquakes are coming, when the waves are beating against us, and we're feeling this pressure back and forth, let us listen to the voice of our captain saying, "Steady as you go." I can about hear Brother Mark's voice today. "Steady as you go. Steady as you go." I believe that's what we need in our spiritual lives. In this meeting, we heard that without a vision, the people perish. We heard that without saltiness, we're fit to be cast out. And I would like to add to that, that without balance, we will stumble. Lord, help us to maintain our balance. So how do we do that? Let's remember the scripture, "Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Amen. Let's study it. Jesus said we need every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If I need that to be spiritually healthy, to maintain my balance in my spiritual walk, then it's up to me to study it, to incorporate it into my life, to hide His word in my heart that I won't sin against Him. It is my desire to see everyone steady through life and make this spiritual run successful all the way to victory. May the Lord bless each one.